This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight, your Dallas Stars season kicks off. Some of the other games, of course, underway, but the Stars will visit Nashville at 7 o'clock on ESPN+. And joining us, as he does every year, to open up and recap the season is our guy, Brent Severn. Are you surprised to hear from? Were you just waiting for this phone call?
I was sitting yesterday just wait. I waited at my desk. Nothing happened. So I was like, all right, I guess they're not interested this year. But thank you very much. It's the highlight of my Thursday at 8 o'clock for sure.
Sevy, is this title or bust, or is that too extreme with the expectations?
Well, listen, this is not football, fellas. I know you guys are like that with the Cowboys every year. Everybody's on suicide watch if they don't get it. But, you know, no, quite honestly, this is a great team, right? The Stars do have such an opportunity. They're building. And usually if you look at teams that do win the Stanley Cup, there's this progression. There's this kind of increase in talent, and you're adding layers to your team, and things are getting better. And that's where the Stars are, right? They're in a situation where they feel that they've improved on the defensive aspect of their game. They feel like Jake Ottinger is going to come in and not a rebound year, but be a little bit more consistent throughout the season. Excuse me. And ultimately, it ends up being a strong playoff push. And everything is so close with the NHL and parity in the league. It's tough to win this trophy. But if you look around the league, the Stars have just as good a chance as anybody.
Is it a situation where do you see a parallel in the expectations, though, then between this and, say, 99?
Well, even last year, they really felt, you know, the window. These guys like Jamie Benn and Sagan, they've been around enough to know that these windows that teams have, you know, they fluctuate. You get close, and then you got to restart. So they understand adding these layers right now. And last year, too, what an opportunity they had. And they get by the Edmonton Oilers, you never know, against the Florida Panthers in the finals. They're almost there. And it's such a minute difference between teams. It's luck. It's injuries, it's goaltending, everything has to come into play. So the Stars have everything stacked up. Their expectations are very high, but they also know that they've got to start from the bottom, which is today, winning games and work your way up through October, November, and then hopefully in April, your game is coming into where it should be so you can win a hockey game. So there's a lot of layers that go on to it. Expectations are high, but DeBoer even said it when we opened up for the Victory Plus, we had the inaugural opening up of our channel. He was in there and he said, yeah, we're starting at the base of the mountain. So they feel that, okay, they got to get their structure in order. They work through it in camp. And then from there, you're not going to win it today, right? You're not going to win the Stanley Cup today. Long way to go. But yeah, if you're a Stars fan or even a fan in the city of hockey, this is going to be a great year, I believe.
Sevy, how do you feel about their offseason? And can you make the case that they're, you know, biggest offseason development was just the growth and development and maturation of those young players that you just talked about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Those are the guys that you got to step in, right? On the back end, first of all, the Stars got bigger. If you watched the Florida Panthers last year, or even last game against Boston that they played, the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup. They're a big, strong, heavy team. They got a little nastiness to them. They went and bounced around the Boston Bruins the other day in their first game. So you look at that, it's kind of a copycat league where you want teams to be stronger, you want bigger, you still got to have that skill and that depth. So the Stars brought in Ilya Lyubushkin, Matt Dumba, you know, Brendan Smith is also a big guy that'll work the back end, so they're going to be tougher in that area. When you look in the forward grouping, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the younger players that are going to come up. And, of course, Wyatt Johnson, who they felt was the best overall player last year. And, of course, Robertson's got to chip in, Roope Hintz. Those kind of guys have to come up and really lead the charge offensively. The biggest thing with the forwards, though, is they lost their old grandpa, the dad of the group, in Joel Pavelski. Mm. And to me, that's one of the things that we should watch, is how this team reacts this season with him out of the lineup. but more importantly, what he does in the dressing room. The Stanley Cup teams and the championship teams that I've been involved, there's always one guy in the middle of the dressing room that kind of organizes everybody, whether it's the top-end talent, making sure that they're buying into the team system, or bringing up the lower levels of your lineup, and everybody kind of meets in the middle. And when you do that, it's like steel. You put it together, it's hard to bend. And with Pavelski out of there, I wonder who's going to step up and do that. So those are the couple things that we're going to be watching as the season unfolds.
Talking with Brent Severn here on 105 Through the Fan. Dallas Stars getting their season kicked off. Brent, when you look at the young guys that are on this team, you know, Logan Stankoven and Wyatt Johnston and Thomas Harley, how important have these deep postseason runs been the last couple of years in terms of getting those guys seasoned and ready to really compete?
Yeah, it's part of that process that I talked about. Stanley Cup teams have to have the experienced guy in there that's been through it. They have to have the kids that have kind of made the steps, getting beat up a little bit. You got to get punched in the face a little bit to learn how to fight. You got to get punched in the face and learn how to battle in the corner, get to the front of the net. And the consistency of the National Hockey League is one of the toughest things that these kids have to find, and that's what they are. I talked to Logan Stankoven, which is going to be a great player for the Stars, a young player that one of the things that he said, the first thing he said to me is that, I said, well, what is the biggest part of the NHL? And he said, consistency in scoring. Because these kids were high-level guys. Harley was great. Stankoven, Wyatt Johnston, they could score goals in the junior level. But when they come to the National Hockey League with the bigger, stronger goaltenders, the defensemen that are getting in their grill all the time, it's a little tougher to score goals, and bringing out that consistency is tough. And especially in a playoff run, that it's going to be important for them to do that. So the more they've gone through it and they understand kind of what happens if you don't maintain that consistency, you're not going to win hockey games, or you're not going to make it all the way. And that's what they've learned from this. So, yeah, they're going to step up their game. You're going to notice these guys this season. It's going to be fun to watch.
Sevi, do you have Edmonton as clearly the toughest competition in the West? And if not them, how would you break down the Nashville, Colorado, Vegas?
Yeah, with Colorado, right, you can't count them up. But, of course, with Nichushkin out of the lineup, their captain Landeskog still, I don't able to play. That's a big chunk of it. It also takes away from some of their cap. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can do. They do have Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar. They've got some guys that can do it. But the team that I'm really paying attention to today throughout the entire season, is this Nashville Predator team. Mm. The ability, what they have done in the summer to really stack their organization, that's pretty amazing what they've done. You know, you signed Steven Stamkos, Tampa Bay Lightning. We know what he's done against the Stars and what he's done winning Stanley Cups. Jonathan Marchessault, a guy who can score some goals. They add him to a five-year contract. Brady Shea, a defenseman on the back end, seven-year contract. So they're counting on these guys to get a team which has been mediocre, kind of middle of the pack in the Central Division, trying to make their push, but which has a strong team. This team, to me, could either be the biggest story in the NHL in two ways. One, they could be the best team in the NHL, or else they could just implode because they have way too much talent, which doesn't mesh. So this game tonight, I'm really interested in this one. So if you want to watch a game, just an early game for the Dallas Stars, this is going to be a fun one.
Brent, you know, when you look at, you mentioned Victory Plus just a second ago, and there these last two runs, it feels like there's been a lot of interest generated within the city of, like, man, I want to get more into the Stars, and I want to have this kind of attention to them. But it's a lot of times been an issue of accessibility for a lot of people. With the broader audience that can be hit here, how much do you think this season is ripe for, like, the city of Dallas to just get on board and become a big-time Stars town?
Well, yeah, you have to be winning here, right? And hockey's kind of a lower-tiered sport in this city, and that's fine. But when it's going strong, people love it. And we have a great base of people, and the biggest complaint is, like, how do you watch? Like, you guys know, everybody wants to watch me. They want to see the pregame. They don't care about the game. They want to see in-between intermissions. People are dying. They're dying to see Brent Sever just break it down for everybody. So everybody's happier for that. Whatever the Stars do is secondary, but yeah. So yeah, no, it is going to be it's going to be exciting because now people can watch it. All you got to do is load it on your app, away you go, and it's going to be fun. So especially in the four regions that we're in, people that haven't been able to see us are able to load up and go on. And the kids, younger kids, and I call anybody that's way younger than me in their 30s and 40s. They know how to stream. They used to Netflix and all this, so this is an easy way to get out there and watch the Stars. And then you can go back and you can watch some games and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's a good thing, and it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to present that to people. And now we have on the broadcast side of it, we kind of run our own show. Like, we have got a great broadcast crew. The people that put it together, they have such a passion for it. And you know, Razor and Josh obviously do a wonderful job, and they're fun to watch. So this is a good product. It's good TV. And now if the Stars can have the season that we all expect, yeah, this is going to be memorable for everybody.
Sevy, do you like the Four Nations face-off they're going to do? They're going to do, Sean, they're replacing the All-Star game. They're going to do this Four Nations thing. Do you like that, or is that a gimmick?
What, have you watched All-Star games?
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't watch them. I really don't. And I'm not afraid to say that because I don't like it. And even the Olympics, for me, is okay. I love hard-nosed, tough hockey. And I think the competitiveness that will come out of this, because when you represent your country, and I was fortunate to do it a couple times, it's a different feeling. You have this pride. You really want to put your best foot forward. And it's just not going through the motions of another All-Star game, which I've been to them live and I've watched them on TV. It's just not my cup of tea. But this, it's enticing. It's going to be fun to watch. And I know players are talking about it. I know the coaching staff for those areas for the nations are real excited about putting teams together. And that's best on best with your country's pride at stake. I think it'll be good. I'm excited.
Can the superstitions start, like, right before game one? Does it have to begin with the winning streak? Did you have any yourself?
Everybody is superstitious. I don't know if you guys are, or anything you do, but we are. Like, I put my stuff on the same way every year, every game for 24 years of hockey. And I had the same routine in the pros from day one to the end of the day. You rarely change it. So superstitions start right from the beginning, even in preseason. And you just probably add to them as the season goes on.
What about as a broadcaster? Like, does it have to be the headset on one way, or, you know, you got to look in a certain camera the first day? Any broadcasting?
Yeah, it's how the makeup goes on. You know, if I put it on, I don't want to wear it too long. You know, 1 o'clock is a little too early. You know, 5:30 is a little too late. I don't know. That's the toughest part for me. So, no, I do not have any broadcast stuff that I have to worry about.
You're the man.
For the record, I do not wear makeup. Just, I got to make that very clear.
Did you, like, tell them that off the jump? You're like, no, you refuse the makeup person?
Yeah, first of all, we don't have makeup people. It's regional sports, all right? Second of all, yeah, no, I will not. They tried once, but no, my forehead is going to gleam. You know what I mean?
You're the man. Thank you so much. We won't keep you waiting by the phone too long this season. Enjoy the start of it tonight. We'll be watching.
I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Have a great day, fellas.
The great and sarcastic Brent Severn, Victory Plus here with the Dallas Stars season kicking off.